friends. I'm your host, Meryl. Welcome to episode 13 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time on The Story of Captain Charlotte, Charlotte delivered the three items requested by the Keymaster, and he used the items to forge Charlotte's key to the Mystic Realm. Charlotte and her crew set sail. After a harrowing journey through a whirlpool, they reached the Mystic Realm. There, they saw a woman waiting for them on a white sand beach. It was Charlotte's mother! Let's see what happens next, after a short break. Hello, friends! We're so glad you're enjoying Season 1 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on Season 2, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards Season 2. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there!
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Access big savings every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Story of Captain Charlotte, Chapter 13, The Mystic Realm.
Cece, I knew you'd make it.
Charlotte leapt forward and wrapped her arms around Louisa. The feeling of her mother's warm embrace was something she'd longed for since the day she disappeared. All at once, Charlotte felt at ease, seemingly for the first time in 10 years. Happy tears burst from her eyes. So many questions swirled inside Charlotte's head, but more than that, she couldn't believe this was happening. She knew the Star Egg was a clue to finding her mother, but in her heart, she questioned whether a reunion like this was ever really possible. Charlotte felt warm tears drop on her shoulder as her mother also cried tears of joy. Finally, Charlotte pulled away and tried to let loose some of her questions.
Mama? Where have you... Why didn't you...
I know, darling. There's so much to discuss. Words cannot describe how wonderful it is to see you again. Where's your father?
He was taken by pirates that attacked our island. That's actually how I found the Star Egg. It's a long story.
Oh no! My poor Daniel! Charlotte, I assumed your father would be with you. I'm afraid that without him, we're both in grave danger. You and your crew must go, quickly!
But Mama, we just got here.
One day, I hope to explain everything, but it isn't safe for you here. Not without your father.
What's Papa got to do with...
Suddenly, the unmistakable green fog from Charlotte's youth surrounded the ship. The entire vessel rumbled, then rose into the air.
Captain, what's happening? It's too late. You have to hide, all of you.
What? Why?
He knows you're here, and I can't protect you.
Who?
Just hide.
As captain of this ship, I'm responsible for it and my crew. I won't hide, but my crew will if you think that's best. Crew? Below deck, that's an order.
Pinnock, Cressida, and the Doctor hid below deck as their ship soared forward through the thick green fog, as if hurled by a giant onto the island's white sand.
We're beached! What was that? Cece, I'm so sorry.
Just then, a figure sauntered onto the beach. He wore long, ornate green robes similar to Louisa's dress and was positively dripping in gold jewelry.
With a gentle hand motion, a swirl of green fog surrounded the man and lifted him into the air. He floated upward toward Charlotte and Louisa.
My dear, I didn't realize we were expecting guests.
Louisa didn't answer, but instead cast her eyes away. The green-robed man then set his intense gaze to Charlotte.
Now this is interesting. The resemblance is remarkable. This must be your child. You've come a long way, girl. Surely you must be famished. Come, dine with me. I insist.
Charlotte looked to her mother, who nodded.
Louisa and Charlotte held hands and followed the green-robed man onto the beach.
Who are you?
Oh, how rude of me. My name is Castigan Mayflower. I'm your mother's husband.
Her what?
Of course Louisa failed to mention me. It wouldn't be the first time I slipped her mind. I shall explain everything over tea.
Charlotte and Louisa followed Castigan into the jungle that lied just beyond the beach. The stone path they walked took them through a lush, tropical oasis. Bright green trees with colorful fruits hung overhead. Vibrant birds soared above the canopy,
and waterfalls trickled into crystal clear ponds.
Mama, what is this place? It's beautiful.
Thank you, love. This is my garden. I need something to keep me busy.
Castigan approached a large gilded cage where an enormous tiger paced back and forth.
Hello, my lovely. Are you having a fine day? Don't worry, he won't bite. Me?
They continued through the garden toward a large gazebo. The gazebo housed the most extravagant spread of food Charlotte had ever seen. Louisa sat down and urged Charlotte to do the same with a look. A servant in simple green robes appeared behind Charlotte to serve tea.
Pardon the modesty of my tea service. I wasn't aware we'd have company. Please help yourself. The turnip souffle is...
I'm not breaking bread with you. Tell me what this place is and why you're calling my mother your wife.
Cece, it's all right. You can eat. Please.
Charlotte saw an obvious change in her mother ever since Castigan appeared on the beach. For the first time in her life, Charlotte could see that her mother was afraid. To appease her mother, Charlotte selected a small tea cake and took a bite. She'd never say it aloud, but it was one of the most delicious things she'd ever eaten.
Right. Yes, where to begin? Well, Charlotte, my history with your mother far predates your own. Before Louisa left the Mystic Realm, she and I were arranged to be married in a grand ceremony on this very island. I was ecstatic at the prospect of marrying your mother and bringing together our two noble households. But alas, when the day finally arrived, your mother was nowhere to be found. I was left standing at the altar like a fool. Naturally, I was both heartbroken and furious. Of course I took it upon myself to find Louisa and make good on our promised betrothal. After I scoured the Mystic Realm, I discovered that your mother fled to the human realm. Once I secured a realm key, I traveled to the human realm and continued my search. It took years, but I finally found my dear Louisa on an island, with a man who wasn't me, and a little girl who wasn't mine. I waited until you and your father were away. Call me sympathetic, but I couldn't bear the thought of a little girl seeing her mother taken before her eyes. And also, I didn't want... What's his name?
Daniel.
Right, yes. I didn't want Daniel to get in my way. Not that he could have stopped me. Once I had Louisa, a turn of my realm key brought us back here, where we've lived happily ever since. Where she belongs.
She doesn't belong here. She belongs at home, with her family.
I am her family. The only family that matters anyway. What did you expect? That you'd come find your dear, long-lost mummy and rescue her from the terrible forces that stole her away? Poor, silly girl. Oh, little lost ragamuffin. You have no idea what you're messing with. Louisa is mine, and now, so are you. No! Excuse me?
I said no! You can't have her. What could you possibly want with her anyway? She's only half mage. Let her go.
I'm half mage?
Do you doubt that I could find a partner who can overlook the magical deficiencies of your dear daughter?
A partner? What do you think?
That's not the life she wants. She's not from here. Please.
Enough, both of you. I did not ask for, nor do I want your opinions. Guards!
Two guards in green armor stepped into the gazebo. At the sight of them, Charlotte stood and drew her sword.
Ha! Charming.
With a flick of his wrist, Castigan sent a gust of wind towards Charlotte's hand. The gust was so powerful that Charlotte's sword flew from her grasp and stuck into the side of the gazebo. Charlotte stood frozen in shock at the casual use of such powerful magic.
Cece, go with them. It'll be all right.
What about you?
I'll be fine.
Will I see you again?
I don't know.
The guards escorted Charlotte to an enormous bedroom with the biggest, fluffiest bed Charlotte had ever seen. The curtains, blankets, and cushions were all deep shades of green. A fire roared within a fireplace, which gave the room a cozy feeling that Charlotte refused to accept. Once the guards closed the door behind her, Charlotte lunged for the knob. It was locked. She tried to break the door down, but it was thick and very solid. Charlotte saw a balcony. She ran out to the balcony and looked down. She was incredibly high up, far too high to jump or even make a rope from bedding. From her great height, Charlotte gazed upon more of her mother's illustrious garden. Painted in moonlit shadows, the garden resembled the doomed landscape that it truly was. Charlotte stepped back into the room and paced in circles. First and foremost, she hoped her crew was okay. Second, she considered options for her own escape, which appeared to be few. Perhaps she could play along with Castigan's plans until she had a chance to escape, like her mother did all those years ago. But how? Her ship was beached. Maybe she could find another one. Charlotte heard something slide under the door to her room. It was a small envelope. She picked it up, sat on the ridiculously fluffy bed, and opened it.
Dear Cece, I want to first apologize for getting you caught up in this terrible mess. It was never my intention for you to be trapped on this island like I was so many years ago. From a young age, this island felt like a prison, and now you can see that feeling has become my reality. As I'm sure you've reasoned, I was born in the Mystic Realm. My family, a noble family of nature mages, arranged a marriage for me at the age of 18. To our people, the purpose of marriage is to combine power and resources. It has nothing to do with love. But I knew that was not my destiny, as I know it's not yours. Eager to escape, I thought the human realm would be my safest destination. With the bridge between our realms sealed, I knew it would be near impossible for anyone to follow me. I pursued a key to the human realm and eventually, following a great adventure of my own, received one. After I reached the human realm, I traveled the sea for years, exploring the many wonders of human society. The first time I saw your father was on a busy merchant island. I was playing my flute on the street to make some extra coin. After I made enough for something to eat, I walked to a nearby bakery. On the way, I passed a starving beggar. My intent was to share the bread I bought with him, but when I returned, he was already sharing a meal with someone else. Daniel. He and the beggar ate and laughed like old friends. I sat on a nearby bench and watched them while I ate. When they were finished, your father patted the man on the back, gave him a few coins, and strolled away. I'd never seen such generosity before and was fascinated. He walked down to the docks and got into a small fishing boat. Curious about him, I transformed into a yellow jacket and flew to his boat. Your father set out to pull up his fishing nets. On the way, he found a man floating on a broken piece of wood in the water. He circled around and helped the man aboard. The man was rough and clearly had been out to sea for a long time. I could tell immediately that he was a pirate, one who probably lost his ship in a sea battle. Once he was aboard, the pirate pulled a dagger from his belt and brandished it at your father. "Thanks for ye help," the pirate said, "and thanks for the ship. Now get overboard, or I'll push your carcass over meself." Daniel stood and stared at the pirate for a moment. Then he spoke, and I'll never forget what he said. "I can see you've been out to sea for a long time. This ship is my livelihood. I use it to provide for myself and my family. If you truly need it to get where you need to go, then it's yours. But if any kindness within you remains, I ask that you let me sail you ashore, and we may part ways peacefully." The pirate just laughed and said, "Have it your way." And he closed in on your father, dagger drawn and ready to strike. Your father had his own dagger, but he didn't move for it. Daniel didn't like violence, and I don't think he'd ever kill another person over a boat. He moved to the stern and prepared to jump. Not wanting this kind young man to lose his livelihood or his life, I stung the pirate in the face. He screamed in fury and dropped his dagger. Your father launched himself at the pirate, threw him overboard, and sailed away. But because he was your father, he tossed an empty barrel to the pirate so he wouldn't drown. I couldn't help myself. I transformed back into my true form. Your father nearly fainted from shock. After he took some deep breaths, he allowed me to explain. We were married soon after that. For years, I looked out for signs of Castigan or other mages coming for me, but never saw any. I grew comfortable and convinced of our family's safety, but I was wrong. For this, I will always be sorry. Castigan was relentless. His wounded pride and incorrigible ego drove him to study powerful magic in the pursuit of getting me back. When he arrived, I was no match for him. Had your father been home, we may have had a chance to resist him, but that wasn't the case. The last thing I did was seal the star egg in your patchwork bear, hoping you and your father would find it and come save me. It was foolish, I know that now. I never should have left the egg for you. All I can say is that in my moment of greatest fear, I didn't want to lose my family. I love you, and I hope that someday you can forgive me, Captain Charlotte. As for Castigan, I've come to know him over the years and can tell you that he is truly ruthless. If you ever have the chance to escape, do it, and I will try to keep him and his forces at bay. Just know that no matter how far apart we are, that you and your father have my whole heart. Love always, Mama.
Charlotte looked at the C's in Captain Charlotte. They were larger than the other letters. CC, Captain Charlotte. That's why she called me that. She always knew. Charlotte's eyes felt heavy. The warmth of the room overtook her, as did the softness of the bed where she lay. Charlotte closed her eyes and fell into a deep sleep. Captain Charlotte has really found herself in a sticky situation. How is she going to escape? And will she be able to save her mother? I can't wait to share just that with you when we return with our season finale next week.
The story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl. If you liked what you heard, please help us out by following our show and leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time!
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.